A world first trial will test whether an insomnia tablet can reduce the desire for alcohol, improve sleep, and prevent a relapse in those battling alcohol addiction. Professor Andrew Lawrence, Associate Director of the Florey Institute of Neuroscience and Mental Health. Professor, good morning to you. What is the pill called?
Morning, yeah. Good morning, everybody. The pill is called Belsomra, and it's produced by a drug company called Merck.
And what is it currently on the market, available in pharmacies in order to treat insomnia?
Yes, correct. Yes, that's correct. It's registered as an anti-insomnia medication, but we found over 10 years ago now that we found that this system is also implicated in relapse to alcohol seeking. So we think that it might be able to be used to treat both insomnia and alcohol use disorder, and that's the purpose of the trial.
So it's a sleeping tablet, basically.
That's correct.
Right, so you go to sleep and you can't drink.
Yeah, well, that's true, but you can also have it at a dose that's lower than that promotes sleep, but that will also, we think, at a lower dose, will reduce withdrawal scores, reduce anxiety associated with stopping drinking, reduce the craving that drives relapse to drinking. So that's what we think will happen, as well as renormalising sleep patterns at the same time.
Are they related?
Often, yes. I mean, alcohol has complex effects on sleep, and particularly people with long-term chronic alcohol abuse typically have dysregulated sleep-wake cycles, in as much as half of all people with alcohol use disorders also have insomnia. So the two things often co-occur.
Okay. And did you discover this by accident?
Not by accident, no. We were studying this system in terms of its relationship with drug and alcohol seeking, and we were the first to demonstrate its need for or the involvement of this system in relapse to alcohol use back in 2006. Now, independently, other researchers were looking at the role of this system in sleep-wake cycles, and we just put two and two together and thought, well, maybe we can kill two birds with one stone.
Are they related? Is this a unique sleeping tablet? Like, is it the first cousin of all other sleeping tablets, or is it unique?
It's unique in that it targets a completely different system. It targets a peptide in the brain called orexin, and it acts by blocking the receptors that orexin acts upon. And so, therefore, it promotes sleep, but does it in a completely different way to previous generations of sleeping tablets, such as benzodiazepines and things like that.
What sleeping tablet would you take?
Well, I've never taken one, to be honest, but if I was going to take one, I'd get the advice of a professional.
Good on you. Nice answer. Professor, thank you for your time. Professor Andrew Lawrence from the Florey Institute.